Welcome to English for You 2 Weekly Listening Practice. Means of Travel.
How do you like to travel? What is your opinion about the various means of transport?
I usually travel either by bus or on foot, although it's not easy sometimes. The thing is, I live in the suburbs, and the buses don't run very frequently. So, getting around is not too good. If you miss your bus, you have to wait an hour to get the next one. After 8 p.m. or on weekends, there are even fewer buses. On foot, it takes almost an hour to get to town. So, if you have to be somewhere on time, then you need to take a taxi.
I like to go everywhere by car. It's fast, you can get anywhere easily, and you don't need to wait or adjust to the bus schedules. The only problem is parking. It's sometimes hard to find a free spot in downtown.
I like driving cars, but with today's gas prices, I don't really like to sit in them. It costs a lot, even if you use your car only occasionally, like doing the shopping or driving around in the area. In addition, the maintenance costs are high too. You have to pay various taxes on your car, so basically you spend a fortune on it. Also, you have to take your car in every year or two for inspection, which is, again, not exactly free.
If I travel to the country or abroad, I always drive. You can stop wherever you want and whenever you want. It has happened to me many times while traveling on a bus that I needed the bathroom desperately. I was suffering until the bus stopped. I told myself that I would never get on a bus again once the bus stopped. It's even better to travel by train, since you can use the bathroom at least. You can walk on the aisles or open the window, so it's a lot more comfortable. So the only time I travel by bus is when I go somewhere close by.
These days it's not worth having a car, since it costs a fortune to maintain one. You have to pay for the mandatory insurance, the performance tax, and the weight tax. You have to take your car every year or two for inspection. Besides all this, unexpected repair costs can pop up any time. These are unfortunately unpredictable and hard to budget for. With older cars, there's a greater chance that a problem will come up more frequently, and it costs a lot to fix them. So I think it's probably cheaper to call a taxi when you want to do your big shopping.
I am lucky to live in the center of the city and can find almost everything only a few minutes away from my place. I don't need a car at all because I can take care of everything easily and quickly. Not having a car helps a lot in saving money.
I love flying, especially taking off as the plane accelerates on the runway and leaves the ground. There's nothing better than that. Besides, it's a fantastic experience to be able to admire the wonderful landscapes from above, providing the weather is clear, of course. That's the reason why I asked for a window.
I couldn't live without a car. In my family, my husband and I have separate cars. No matter where we go by car. We have always had cars, so our life would be rather hard and require a big adjustment if we didn't have them.
If I have to go somewhere farther away, I only travel by air. It's fast, comfortable, and you don't get tired, and it's even cheaper than traveling by land. Many people have a fear of flying, although it's said to be safer than traveling by car.
You couldn't give me enough money to sit on a plane. Even the thought of it makes my skin crawl. If I just think about the huge weight up there, I get scared. Besides that, I have a phobia of heights.
I like to travel by water. To me, it's very relaxing. If I had a busy week, on the weekend I grab my friends and we set sail on the lake. My family loves boating, although my daughter is a little bit scared of the water. She is afraid to swim in deep water. Sometimes we even treat our family with a cruise in the Mediterranean Sea.
I go everywhere by bike. It's healthy, pretty quick, and costs nothing. I hope that soon our society will adapt to cycling. In Europe, it's been popular for some time in many countries since it's environmentally friendly. I believe it would be more practical to travel by bicycle in the center areas of most metropolitan cities.
I'm not too keen on riding my bike in town because it's dangerous. There are still many parts in town where there are no bike lanes, and with all the cars, it can really be scary. Not only from the view of the cyclist, but also from the driver's point of view, especially when cyclists are being overtaken by cars. In addition, many times they cut in front of you, cross the road without looking around, and most of the time they don't indicate when they're about to make a turn. Honestly, they really annoy me.
I have a car, but most of the time I go on foot. Many people are comfortable and drive everywhere. I believe walking is more important since everybody needs some exercise. It helps me stay fit.
I live in New York City, and since there's a lot of traffic there all the time, I travel by public transportation wherever I go. I only use my car if I drive somewhere outside the city. Most of the time, I take the subway, which I think is the easiest and fastest way to get from point A to point B. There's no advantage in driving in New York City because there's a traffic jam quite often, and it's really hard to find a place to park.
I hate to use public transportation. All of them are horrible. The train, the tram, the bus, and the subway. Most of the time, they are overcrowded with people. During the rush hour, it's not only that you won't find a seat to sit down, but there's hardly any space to stand. You're squeezed by other passengers into one position and you can hardly breathe. Summertime is hell. Because of the heat, people start to sweat and it becomes unbearably stinky and sticky.